when we are growing, we are told that if we practice bhakti, go to temple, worship, bow down to God, then we will, then things will go right in our life, we'll get good marks, we'll get good job. So is bhakti meant for that purpose, or is bhakti meant for realizing our soul, for connecting with our soul? It is both. See, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about four kinds of people who approach him. He says, Chaturvidha bhajante maam, jana sukritino arjuna, arto jigyasur artharthi, jnani cha bharatarshava. He says that arto is distressed, artharthi is those who want some material things. And he calls all these people as sukritina. Sukritina means they are pious. He appreciates them. And then he says, so that if they keep practicing bhakti like this, then gradually they will evolve, and bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlava. Gradually they will evolve and they will understand that Krishna is Krishna's greatest blessing. That means if Krishna manifests in my heart, if I develop love for Krishna, that is Krishna's greatest blessing. That understanding will come gradually. But if we go to Krishna for material,
wrong in starting with that. Yeah. Concept.
So the props, basically we can approach God at four levels: fear, desire, duty, and love. Mm-hmm. Fear is, if I don't worship God, God will punish me.
Yeah.
That is one level. It is very negative because we see God as a punisher. Mm. When we apply God at the level of desire, then it is at least a more positive level. But again, the problem there is that it is a very unsteady relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, if my desire is fulfilled, I say thank you, God. Bye bye. If my desire is not fulfilled, I think God, you don't exist only.
We're hating,
or we're disbelieving God.
See people complaining, tum patthar,
exactly. Exactly. Huh. Desire. And duty is, desire is based on what I want, God will provide me. Duty level comes when I see God has already provided me so many things, I should be grateful to Him and worship Him. But when you come to the level of love, that is the stablest and that is the most fulfilling level. Where we understand that actually by loving God, I'll get far greater fulfillment in life than by getting some gifts from God. And this will be a natural progression. So it's not wrong to start at the level of fear or desire. But as we associate with spiritually minded people, we understand the philosophy, then we rise from that to higher levels. Okay?
I'm very much impressed, Prabhu.